underpants.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Robot Underpants. This is Langley here, under the bridge, I guess. I'm also here with Eric Rice, who's not under the bridge.
No, but I am now officially known as Eric Serial.
Okay.
That's what it says here.
Eric Serial. He's a little crispy, apparently.
A rizzle.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Michael Gaines is here again, Starman.
I got my knees flexing and my arms T-Rexing.
That too. And our girl for the evening is Casey Kasno.
When you're at a wake and you see a beefcake.
Yes. You'll notice my slightly different background tonight because I'm
he's on location.
On location.
And honestly, about 10 minutes before we started the show, he was in what I swear to God was a pedo van. I mean, there were candy wrappers everywhere. It was...
There's the little dog in the back. It was very sad.
I have him on a heads-up display that's like 27 inches. And so he's all up in the camera. And it was like, Jesus Christ. I mean, it was like three times the size of your head. I had to like back away.
You're never going to get the little kids that way. I mean,
let's not be creepy. It wasn't a pedo van. It was a rape van.
Oh,
let's be proper about these.
Big difference. Yes.
Making a note.
Please write that down.
And,
adjust your wiki as
your robot underpants 42 at gmail.com.
Yes. Yes. So the Olympics has my life kind of screwed up at the moment because it involves my job and things like that. So
NBC is doing fantastic coverage.
There's been some fun internet memes going around about NBC, fail NBC on Twitter. NBC Delayed is the one I think is still around. I think the other one was
NBC Delayed is hilarious.
It was shut down, really?
Yeah,
it's a parody account. They shut it down.
Twitter.
How am I going to find out who won the 1984 presidential election?
Well, you can go to Star Trek tomorrow.
You can go to NBC Delayed because that one's still at.
Okay, good.
The other one, the NBC Fail one, was taken down.
No, it's still there.
Is it back?
Yeah, it's back.
Oh, interesting.
After that one guy that got baninated and then reinstated.
When?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the guy who gave out an email
reporter.
Address. Yeah,
he gave out the reporter.
Because
I know people always rag on NBC and their sucky Olympic coverage year after year. This has been the worst, and I think it's just amplified by the fact because of just how blatant they are in it. Look, don't tell us the opening ceremony is too complex for our feeble brains. Don't tell us we're not going to show you the tribute of people who died in a terrorist attack because it ain't our problem, man. That's other countries. Those are the guys that live in teepees. And then don't tell us that we're only showing this stuff at night because we make more money at it. Just lie a little bit better. So it's a thousand little cuts, one by one.
And I love that the feed is too complex for us. And yet, you don't know who Tim Berners-Lee is.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
But hey, at least we know Djibouti has a funny name.
That's just
embarrassing. And they got the Olympics to 2020. So help me God, if you have the Olympics to 2020 and Tokyo gets it and you screw up that level of epicness, because Tokyo 2020 is who I'm pulling for the 2020 Olympics. It's Madrid, Istanbul, or Tokyo. I'm going Tokyo. Please don't screw it up with...
Have they already decided for the ones
No, that's next year. Next year. Next Olympics is in Rio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I think next year they'll announce who gets 2020. And that will be either Istanbul.
I guess we should point out that instead of the show being on a delay, we're on like a prelay. We started like half an hour early than we normally would. So
see, NBC ain't fucking up anymore.
You can watch this show before it airs live.
Today is the 1st of August, 1964. Welcome everybody. We have our what are those girls called? Like.
The Fab Five.
No, it's just like the. they always like the Camel cigarette.
No,
girls.
Please continue.
There was always a phrase for like the girl.
Well, while you think of that, The Onion wrote up a little story about NBC. apologizing. It says, sorry, we didn't alter the laws of space and time to accommodate people's schedules.
Wasn't it years ago when they would just show the Olympics live regardless of what time it was?
Well, a lot of it is shown live, but people aren't – don't. It's the stuff, you know, no one really wants to watch, I guess.
I think it was all the stupid promos. What watch. I mean, spoilers are one thing, but when you are the network and you're advertising a show –
Here's what my opinion is, and this is just my opinion, is that I think over the past 2 years, well, over the years, we've been doing more and more social. The world is becoming more connected. Mm-hmm. And even like 2 years ago, it's not as much as it is now. And people were complaining last time, but not as much as this, because, you know, now it's all like, look, there's no reason why we can't know everything right now. We want to know everything right now. And, you know, big companies move slow. So.
And there's mechanical reasons, too, that people are bitching. Like, you have to be a subscriber to cable. So even if you get NBC over the air, you are not qualified to watch the stream, which is like, okay, guys, you need to work that out a bit.
Yeah. Oh, you don't think that's going to change by the next Summer Olympics?
I would hope so.
Almost guarantee you.
Maybe they'll discover Facebook by then. I don't know.
Maybe well, they'll find out.
Hasn't been invented yet, according to them.
I have no comment on any of that. Yeah, so Olympics, only like, what, 11 more days of this?
But Phelps like did win the most. He's the most winningest.
Spoilers.
Yeah.
Yeah, suck it, spoilers. I heard something about how much he makes. Like, apparently the Olympics committee or whatever that is pays Olympians who win medals. So he's made like a couple million off of winning his medals. But he's made like $40 million or something off of his endorsements.
Damn.
It was 20 or 40. After like five, it's all the same.
Yeah.
20 or 40. Like I've got a spare. Here, let me. Oh.
Like I said, it doesn't matter.
Was
I don't remember.
20 or 40. Hold on. I got some spare. Here, let's like I said, screw it. Make it 40.
After 5 million, it doesn't matter.
Keep the change. Get yourself, something pretty.
He's probably fine for the rest of his life.
Yeah, right. Either way, he's not hurting.
Yeah, Subway is just going to keep on feeding his pockets.
Mm-hmm. What about Jared? Is he out of a job?
Jared needs to win some more medals, apparently.
So yeah, I just found out my local Subway is 24 hours. Not that I really like Subway.
A lot of them are now. It's weird. Like, who gets the Subway craving at like 1-3 in the morning?
Unless they're selling chips or something. I don't know.
Well, just little bags.
The new barbecue potato chip sandwich.
Oh, that reminds me. Speaking of smoking up, today is Jerry Garcia's birthday.
Oh.
How old would we have been?
I don't know.
70?
I don't know.
102.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh,
he's
my
dead.
God.
He's dead, so I'm going
to... I remember being in Boston when he passed, and there was a large gathering outside the Tower Records there in Boston.
Oh, he would have been 70.
Yeah.
Oh, 70. My God, there was a Tower Records?
Remember that?
Yes.
Breaking news, Tower Records closes.
Oh, man.
Thanks, NBC.
Well, yeah, now Snoop Dogg can be reincarnated as Jerry Garcia and Bob Marley. Apparently, he's telling people he's the reincarnation of Bob Marley, even though they were both alive at the same time. So the story goes with this. He went to Jamaica or something, somewhere, and talked to some Rasta priest. And the guy asked Snoop what his name was, and he said Snoop Dogg. And the priest said, no, now you are Snoop Lion. Let the light shine on you or some bullshit. I don't know. And so he's now known as Snoop Lion. It doesn't really roll off the tongue the same way.
No, it doesn't.
Are there two N's?
No, I don't think so.
Are people going to go up to him and say, hey, Snoop Dogg?
Is he going to punch him in the face?
His brand was so strong, though. I mean, really, is anybody going to stop calling him?
No.
Hakuna Matizzle.
It's like Prince. Because you can't pronounce ampersand easily.
No. Well, yeah, I suspect it'll be something like that. It'll be like, remember when Snoop Dogg changed his name to Snoop Lion for a half a minute?
And then, Yeah.
Prince is now known as Gyroscopic Lockpick.
Yeah. he said he wants to make music that children and grandparents can listen to. So.
Okay.
Yeah, and smoke out to.
Yeah.
Together.
He's... he's done being vulgar, evidently. Although in the interview, he did say that like rappers can fuck off or something like that. So I guess there he
is. He's easing out of that role. I mean, it's a slow taper. It's a process.
I know. If the Old Navy commercials can't fix that, nothing will.
Was he in those?
I thought he did Old Navy commercials or some crap or insurance or all this obscure stuff that you're like, no, I'm positive he did. Let me look it up.
It sounds vaguely familiar, I guess. I don't know. Did you see that?
Old Navy Snoop.
The Olympics interviewed a random man on the street, and it was, what's that boxer that got his ear chewed off?
Yeah.
Not Tyson, but yeah. And the interviewer didn't know who it was.
They didn't know
Holyfield?
Yeah. Whoops. Doing a good job there. Well, other things to look forward to. Jurassic Park in real life. Want to talk about that?
Yeah, saw that. Some guy wants to, he's in talks with actually doing this. Having dinosaurs run around his land or something like that.
So how is he going to make this happen, though?
He's going to have a park.
So first he's got an island.
He's going to do it. He's going to have the whole life. And God creates the internet. Joe, I don't know just why. Why would you even? Is he going to be like, that fake Jurassic Park guy?
No, look, you're doing a great job, Jeff. Continue.
If you had a ton of money, wouldn't you want to go out being the guy who brought dinosaurs back? That's nothing less than awesome.
I guess.
I mean, it's just that you win. You win at life. You brought dinosaurs
until back. Your dinosaurs kill you. Then you kind of lose.
Well, his name is Clive Palmer. Apparently, he's some kind of billionaire. And he's in talks with the people that clone the Dolly sheep.
Yeah.
To actually do this.
Wouldn't you want to start off with a woolly mammoth first?
Yeah, start with something.
Yeah, a nice woolly mammoth. They're nice. Yeah. They're not the raptors. We don't need raptors.
He's going to build a resort in Coulomb, where the hell that is. What? I didn't see that in the Olympic parade.
Well, that must only be had one island. Dude. Him.
Did he do something with the Titanic?
Yeah, I saw his name attached to Titanic, but I don't know what he did.
In this article, it says if Mr. Palmer can resurrect the Titanic, what's stopping him from trying this with another of his passions, dinosaurs?
Oh, maybe he was with James Cameron bringing crap up from the Titanic because they couldn't they can't raise the whole wreckage. So I think they just brought up a bunch of stuff from it.
Okay. This is from July 17th. Eccentric Queensland billionaire Clive Palmer has today unveiled detailed plans for his Titanic 2 project.
Uh-oh.
So what is that?
Oh, he's going to build another Titanic.
Oh.
That should go well.
Yeah. No, nothing's wrong with that name or legacy.
Jesus.
You should call it the Gigantic.
Wait, I think Titanic is bigger than Gigantic. Oh. Call it the Ginormous.
The Sasquatching. Ginormous.
Actually, why don't you put the Woolly Mammoth Dinosaur Golem Park on the boat? So then it would be like Noah's Ark. You could have a big-ass boat. You could put a Chick-fil-A on it. You could put a Woolly Mammoth and a Golem and sail it across the ocean. And
you
just,
can just call that the USS Clusterfuck.
Wait, is he British? Then it would be the HMS Clusterfuck.
Oh, we should figure that out.
And instead of lifeboats, they can have like giant zeppelins full of
Yes. Those, no lifeboats. They would be zeppelins.
No, right.
Hydrogen-fueled zeppelins. Blimps.
No, just make them helium. Like
dirigibles, if you will.
Dirigibles.
Dirigibles, yeah.
You call them dirigibles. Yes.
We should all start using that word again.
You call it corn.
Well,
how do you use dirigible in a daily sentence?
Can you use it in a sentence, sir?
I'm bloated like a fucking dirigible.
I'm going to go listen to some lead dirigibles.
Oh, my God.
That's what they should have changed their name when they discovered that Rastafarian priests said that they're no longer
Dirigibizzle.
That's going to be no good. Also no good 3D printed models of your unborn fetus. You can get one for $1,230.
Okay. Finally.
Is it a part of the Phoenix fetus or the whole fetus?
Oh, no, it's 3D print, a whole thing.
That's just creepy as hell.
It's a little weird.
Especially because they're all undeveloped and they've got the creepy looking like face and everything, like those things from Close Encounters.
T-Rex?
Do the creep with ABS plastic.
Go figure, it comes out of Japan.
So I guess the question is 3D fetus or taxidermy?
Taxidermy fetus?
What would be better? Ooh, Chuck Testa could get one of these. And yes, I'm seeing it. The gift shop on the HMS Clusterfuck Ginormous would have little Chuck Testa stuffed fetuses made out of ABS plastic.
Is that a real fetus? Nope.
Nope. Chuck Testa.
Oh boy. That's crazy.
I got a whole page of them.
Thank God.
Page of baby jokes, unborn baby jokes.
Oh God. See, now
we're going down back the list to high of the school. Hobbits. It's next.
Remember the dead baby joke books?
Oh yeah.
Speaking of small people.
Speaking of Gollum. So we talked about this last week. They were speculating that they were going to make The Hobbit into three movies, and now they are.
Done and done.
There will not be a trilogy.
And is there a name for it yet?
No. But they said it's coming out in December 2014. So
you have to live that long now.
The Hobbit 3, The Hobbiting.
Here we go, hobbiting among the trunks.
Two titles being thrown around, apparently, are rumored on the OneRing.net are The Battle of Five Armies and The Desolation of Smaug. Smaug? Smaug?
Yeah.
Whatever his name is.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
What was it? The Decimation of Five Armies?
No.
Battle of Five Armies.
That is some rock anthem album title.
Right?
It's like a box set, The Decimation of Five Armies.
White Stripes song.
No, that sounds more like a Jack Black's band.
That's got a little more Tenacious Sabbath D. to it. Or,
yeah, or Maiden.
He had that Seven Nation Army song. Yes.
New from Iron Maiden.
I don't know. What else you guys got over there?
There's a Nintendo Zelda prototype cart for $150,000.
You gonna get it?
$150,000.
It's just a prototype of Link to the Past, I think. Is it the?
Why is it so much?
Because it's a prototype. Look, I'm a collector. I know what things are worth. Just because it came out of the factory with a bunch of homemade chips in it doesn't necessarily mean that it's worth $150K.
Things are only worth as much as someone will pay for them.
So. You're Apple absolutely One. Right. But, well, yeah, same thing with an Apple One, I guess. You're right.
Do you think your server blade will go up if, like, Warcraft closes?
It might. As a matter of fact, I found out that my server blade, there are four. There are four per server. And some guy bought three of them, and he contacted me. He's like, I want yours because I bought the other three. And I said, sorry. If I had known, then I would have gone for another server name. But
what are you talking about?
A guy contacted him and said he wanted his. And
how did we get to that from like the Link prototype?
Value of collectible things.
Collectible gaming. Yeah.
Mike's got a server, you know, from World of Warcraft, retired physical servers. He actually has a physical and it's mounted in glass and, you know, what is it, Emerald Dream?
Emerald Dream.
And that's actually a good server name because that's got like hella lore to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that then, did you want to talk about your whatever Star Wars game going on?
I love how Langley comes off like not a gamer. What are you playing now, Arkham?
Yeah, so what is that, what is that?
You want to talk about your little Star Warsian
thing,
space thing? Marine thingy?
Your space fighting game?
Yeah.
Electronic Arts had their quarterly report, and they said that the number of subscribers for Star Wars Old Republic has, in fact, dropped below a million, but it is above 500,000. So
over 500,000.
Speculation is that a lot of the problems that we were telling them about months ago, a year ago, have finally come true, and the game is tanking. So they went free to play. And what that means is that now you can buy the game for $15. You don't have to pay to play it, but you have to pay to buy things like the end game content and things like that, which is kind of ironic considering the fact that it's the lack of actual end game content that people were complaining about.
Doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist. You have your flashpoints and your operations, but that's it. And that's the problem, is that there's nothing more to
just
it.
Playing
that's it. Why people were jumping ship.
I'm just playing it to marry Mako.
Oh, is that what you're doing?
Still hasn't happened yet.
Well, I've been too busy playing other games and bitching about them. Although, Global Agenda on Steam actually was free to play, and they have like all this bonus crap. Like you get a jetpack you could pay for, so you don't have to walk around the cities. But
yeah, no, that's a good mechanic. Go free to play and then have in-game purchases for extra, you know, content or bonus stuff. And like iPhone games, I mean, that's a good mechanic. And I think at this point, SWTOR didn't really have any other option at the rate they were losing people.
Did you actually try and pronounce SWTOR?
I did successfully.
SWTOR.
Whoa.
Yeah. Sweeter. Sweeter.
That's going to be the
Swedish
name of
fish. If you want to destroy my.
Fishy. That's going to be the name of the last Hobbit movie, I think.
Sweater. The motion picture.
Yeah. You guys have anything else?
His battery life is ticking down. There's no 12-volt adapter in the right band.
No, I don't have anything else.
It's our show this week. You can find us at Robot Underpants on Twitter. RobotUnderpants42@gmail.com if you want to send us an email. We're on the G+. We're on the Facebooks. Gaines.
Okay, here we go.
Sid Hens, get ready.
World of Warcast, This Week in Trek, The Nexicon, and The Infinite Loop Show.
Star Mike on Twitter. Casey Queso on Twitter. Do you have anything to plug?
The Nexicon and the Infinite Loop Show, only the best Mac podcast out there.
Wait, I have shows with the same name.
Ugh. That's weird. Why are you biting on my style, fool?
But you guys should get together.
Bring it.
The only thing I have to plug is Langley's laptop into a wall, Eric Rice on Twitter.
Hey. And if you follow at Spin on Twitter, then you can follow his Jeep that just went over 9,000 miles, right?
9,001. I took a picture of it because I'm that lame.
Good work. All right. Well, hopefully next week we'll probably be doing the same thing, actually. All right. We'll see you then.
Bye.
Bye.